Okay, we are now at Samak Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the guy, this Megayer. He had two children, and again, we mentioned the machlokes, Mechaschinach has a whole shalom. Whether the kids also have to Megayer or not, but it's not, we're going to get into it. And Rabbi Yochanan says he was Mekayim Pru Urvu, and Rish Lakish said not. Yesterday, we discussed how could he be Mekayim Pru Urvu when he did the mitzvah when he was a guy. So we offered two different mahalchim. I said three, really. But I mentioned two that I stressed. Mechas Chinuch says the mitzvah is to have children, and therefore he has children. So he's Mekayim the mitzvah, because we don't say Gershon is Geyer, the fact that he has biological children. And we spoke out, the Halichas of Leo is his name, Rebellion Prusner, who was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's uncle, who said the pshat is not that he was Mekayim Puruvu, but he doesn't have the mitzvah Puruvu, because Puruvu is only if a person doesn't have children. He didn't do the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to try to have children, and he did that as a guy. But he doesn't have an obligation, because the bottom line is once a person has children, he has no obligation anymore. The word Kayim Puruvu, a little bit difficult, but we mentioned those two B'halkim. I did mention that the Sfas Emma says that since a guy has the mitzvah of Sheveth to populate the world, therefore he can be Mekayim Pru Urvu, even though he's not Chayiv in Pru Urvu, but he's Chayiv in part of it. And the Sfas Emma himself says V'daychik. It's a difficult teretz.
Are they, Pashtus and the Chinuch, is it two mitzvahs?
Sheveth is a Drabonon. It's a Navi. It's not a Deraisa, yeah. Don't think about it. The Azul Tamayo, the third wide line, 62a, Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Azul Tamayo, and Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish follow their own reasoning. Zitmar. Hayloi Banam B'yais Hevet Kechavim Ben Izgayer. Person had children when he was a guy, and then he became a ger. Rabbi Yechon and Amar Ein Loi B'choy L'Nachla. Rabbi Yechon says the first child born as a Jew will not get Pishnayim. It is not his biological first child. Since it's not his biological first child, that person is not a Bechor. He's not a Bechor of it. With his mother, if she's a, whether it is a Bechor Levi, it has nothing to do with Nachla. Nachla has to do with being the father's firstborn child. So Rabbi Yochanan, this guy had children as a guy, therefore the first child he has as a Jew is not his firstborn child. Biologically, he has had children before. Therefore, nobody gets Mishnayim. The Havadli Rachel Sainat. Because he already had Rachis Ainai, the beginning of his vigor. Rish Lakish Amar Yeshle Bechor L'Nachla. He has Bechor L'Nachla, because Gershon is Gaya Chanel Zami, and therefore he had no children previously. He's a totally new person. Same Machloikas. His biological facts established as a guy change when the guy becomes a Jew or not. Rashi, Ein Bechor L'Nachla. Ben Bechor Shiyavalud Loi Mishiyas Gayer, the son that he has after he becomes a Ger. Einanaito Pishnayim will not take Pishnayim. Zakti Gemara Tzvicha, and I need the machloikas in both cases. I would not derive one from the other. Why? The Ashmina Bahi Kamaisa, if we would say it by Piri Viribya, I'd say Bahi Kamarabya, we should be Karin Nami B'nei Piri Viribyan in him. Because Gayim once upon a time had the mitzvah Pru Urvu. They had the mitzvah Pru Urvu before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, the mitzvah was taken away from them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach, Pru Urvu. So therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach, Pru Urvu. So the Goyim had a connection to it, even though they're not obligated, but they have a connection to that mitzvah. We don't find the concept of Pishnayim, meaning they are B'nei Nachla. A guy does inherit his dad. But we don't find special halakas in Nachla like we find by Jews, like Pishnayim, right? I would say for that, this is his halachic firstborn child. I would say Rish Lakish, because by Nachla there's special halachas. That's why they have to argue in both cases. Rashi b'nei Nayach, b'nei Piri v'Rivian inu d'chsiv ayayim elohem p'rurvu. B'nachri yusam la b'nei din Nachla ninu. So Rashi has to explain, why are they named b'nei Nachla? Goyim inherit their parents. What does that mean they're not b'nei Nachla? So Rashi, the Bas Keben or Bechor Kepashet. Because by a guy, a daughter has equal rights, and a second son gets as much as the first son. Have Yerusha Nagabu, they do have Yerusha. Kedash Kumba Kedushin, Eve Kechavim Yairish Vartaira, Kedushin Yud Tzai Namad Beis, that says that a guy inherits his father, biblically speaking.
Where does Rebbe see that Goyim lost after Matan Torah.
Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says every mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach and then repeated, not repeated in the Torah, is only for Yidden, not for Bnei Noach. That's what Gemara says. There is a Taisus that says that Goyim are Chayim Puruvu, but that is a individual Shita Pashtus, not true. That was given to Klal Yisrael again. It was Nishnas.
Oh, Nishnas for
anything repeated after Matan Torah that was said before Matan Torah remains a mitzvah for Goyim. Anything that was only said before Matan Torah and not repeated afterwards, Goyim lost their obligation.
The
Torah, right. The Chumash, correct.
No,
the five books of Moses,
no,
yes.
That's not what I'm referring to.
Never repeated?
No.
No, it won't be repeated. Everything
anyway, it says, well, Yechu B'nai Yisrael there, clearly.
Everything was repeated.
In the Chumash.
What's Chilik?
That's what the Gemara says. When we learned Sanhedrin, you should have asked the question then.
I got smarter now.
I believe you. That's what the Gemara says there. I don't know, I'm not going to go through the Sugya Sanhedrin now. That's what the Gemara says there. Any mitzvah that's nishnas is that way. Dr. Gemara might. Eisvei Rabbi Yechonel Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yechonel tries to prove to Rish Lakish that there is a concept of yichus by a guy, and therefore we should say that Puruvu is Mekayim. Where do we see that? It says, Be'esahi Shalach Bradach Bladon ben Bladon, Melech Bubba. Right? It's talking about that a king of Bubba sent a message to Chizkiyo HaMelech and identifies him as Bradach Bladon, the son of Bladon. So we see that there's a concept of genetics, of that's the right word, genealogy, meaning that there's a yichus in the Torah between child and father. So what does the Shlakish mean that there's no Puruvu? Of course Gayim are meyuchas to their parents while they're Gayim. I'm not arguing Zuck Rish Lakish and saying that while they were Gayim they had no connection to their parents, no recognized connection to their parents. Of course they did. A guy's son is a son of his father, is meyuchas after his father, and the Torah recognizes it as that.
It's
Gairu less Luchayas. However, when the Megaya cut in Chinoiladam, it changes it. Meaning, you could have understood that Rish Lakish is saying, since as a guy, they didn't really have quote-unquote halachic children, therefore, when they're Megaya, they have a new mitzvah peruvu. However, Rish Lakish, that's not what I meant. Of course they had children as Gayim who are Meyuchas Achrayim. It's the Gerus that changed it. The Havamin is a little bit difficult because Rish Lakish did say, Gerkshin is Gaia Kikot and Shinoi Ladami, so I'm not 100% sure why he's asking. Dr. Ashi, Chabladam ben Bladam alma bonamikri, Chayas misyachsen achri aviam, they are miyuchas by their father. Is Gaia Ruein lem Chayas merishainim, the Kikot and Shinoi Ladami. Something in my
advice. Is this going to get into Arias at all?
No.
We had that earlier that a guy could, Gaia could possibly marry his mother?
Yes. Biblically speaking, correct. Correct. Because he's a different halacha.
So how does that...
What?
How does it sit with this that we say...
Was Rabbi Yechonon or was Rish Lakish? Who's you bother with? Rabbi Yechonon.
Yeah.
You're bothered with Rabbi Yechonon, right? How can it be Yaitz Puruvu when these kids are not Meyuchas Akrav now, correct? So the answer is Rabbi Yechonon holds the biological fact that he had kids either Patas him from Puruvu, or he's Mekayim Puruvu, even though now they're not Meyuchas Achrav.
So biologically, his mother gave birth to him?
That doesn't make a difference. Erev has nothing to do with biological, it has to do with Isser. I'm not arguing that it's a difficult thing. Take a look at Taisus. Taisus is bothered by your question. In Rabbi Yechon, I'm Mekayim Puruvu. Avagav linyan kaim kamadwar mamina leo, which is a gemara about Arias. Gershon is gaya ke katan shenayel adami. Mikomak and mistabile, the Rebbe Yechonach, he was ibn achriyusa kaim, the zara miyuchas achrav, by tisha, mifter nami kishin is gaya. Dr. Gemara Bait. Amarav, hakom moidim be'evet she'en lechaya. An evet to his children has no halachic connection. It's chattel. A father Eved to his son Eved is zero. No halachic connection recognized by the Torah. It's not like by a guy, where there's a concept of Yerusha, of Yichus. There is no connection between the parents and the child by an Eved. Right? Shechsev, Shvulucham Poyim Achamor, it said when Yishmael and Eliezer went with Avram to the Akedah, he said, stay with the Chamor. So we darshan im HaChamor, am Hadoyim LeChamor. That Avadim have the connection to their relatives like donkeys do. Meitre. Ulitziva Chamisha.
Eliezer is his...
He's the Arur.
Is his...
Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani.
Domestic Eliezer.
He's his Kanani. Mashka, Tyrus, Rabbah, Lacherim, and he is an Eved Kanani. Correct.
That's, I mean, this is what you have to call him?
It's a halacha. It's not a put down, it's a halacha thing. In halacha.
Is it a nicer way?
Is he ever Meshach for him?
Yeah, they say when he came back from Rivka, they stayed in Medrash, that he was Meshachar him and he didn't want to leave. Mutav Lias Eved Babayazem, Elias, that's the Medrash that says, Elias said, I'd rather be an Eved in this house than be free anywhere else. Others say he did leave, he became Oig Melech HaBosh. There's all kinds of different Medrash. Dr. Gemara writes, Meitzvei, Ulitziva, who was an Eved of Mipi Baishas, just to put it in context, Mipi Baishas was a son of Shaul, and Tziva was his servant, and Tziva undermined his master. He came and he told David things about him that weren't true. The whole Sugya Masechta Shabbos, Kibbul David Lashon Hara, like Kibbul David Lashon Hara. That's the story of Tziva. So it says over there, Tziva had Chamisha Sabanim, 15 children, V'yashem Avadim, and he had 20 Avadim of his own. So it says he had children. That means we're miyaches his children to him. That means there's yichos, even though he was an Eved Kanani. Amar Rav Yaakov Araba, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Kapar Ben Bokar. Yeah, it's like a guy said, he had 20 sheep. He had 20 calves. Right? It doesn't make yichos. He had 20 biological children, but they have nothing to do with him. Maybe by bradam bladam ben bladam, that's all it means too. So the Gemara, there it mentions names, bladon ben bladon. Whereas here, Avokal and Mepharash, he just said he had 15 kids. We have another pasuk to Bagayim. Not only would they say their father, we say their grandpa. And that wouldn't be said as par b'bakar. The same by Yishlochem Amelech Asa ben Hadad ben Tavrim, Yishlochem Amelech Asa ben Hadad ben Tavrim ben Chazoyin, Melech Aram Hayosha ben Amesek. So we see not only do we say dad, but we say grandpa, and that for sure wouldn't be said by if it was kapar b'bakar. Rashi, look to Rashi. Tziva Shulacham Pai Eliezer Eved Avram Haba Tziva Eved Kanani Shem Yibayishes Haba. Shiny Yachid Yachsinu B'Shemayu Shiske Shemay U'Shemay Shel Aviv Bladon Ben Bladon. I'm a bun of Ikra. They're called children. I'm a Hachal Yehuska B'Shemay. It doesn't say their names. Period. Okay. Zok Zikamar Vayter Itmar. We learned. Hayu Loi Banim U'Meisu. A person had children. Rachmana Litzlan. He had a son and he had a daughter, and they died during his lifetime. Does that remove his Kiyam HaMitzvah? He had a son and a daughter. At that point, he was finished the mitzvah approval. Either like the Michas Chinuch because he had children, or because of the other way of learning, he was absolved from trying because he already had children. Right? Either the mitzvah is trying and he doesn't have to try anymore, or the mitzvah is having and he had. But they died, Rachmana Litzlan. So what happens now? So Rabbi Yechon says, listen, he had children. He did what he was supposed to. He got the mitzvah. He doesn't lose it if Rachmana Litzlan, his children die. Be'echon amar lo kayim. Be'echon says he's not kayim. Who amar kayim? Why? He has no children. The world is not continuing. Now, the Gemara is going to talk to the Amid Beis if his children had children. We're not up to there yet. We're talking now the children didn't have children. They died before they had their own children. So the question is, why is he Mekayim Purvu? Bottom line is, he's not continuing the world. Rachmana Litzlan, not, we can't blame him, but maybe he should try to have more kids. He should be obligated. Zogti Gemara, Mishum de Ravasi, the Amar Ravasi, Ein Ben David Ba, Achiyichmu Kol Neshama Shebegof. Now Ravuna is saying a big chiddush. The reason Hashem wants us to have children is because there's a thing in the Shemayim called Guf. It is a storage place. In the storage place called Guf are all the neshamas that have to be created. And when those neshamas are finished being created, Mashiach comes. So every time a person has a child, he's bringing the world a step closer to Mashiach. Because all those neshamas in Guf have to be used up. And therefore this person brought down two neshamas from Guf. Whether they lived or died, he still got two neshamas out of Guf. Therefore, he did what he was supposed to. The mitzvah pruvu is to take one feminine and one masculine neshama out of Guf, and that's what he did, whether they live or whether they die. And then, 1 second, give me a check. Shenema, ki ruach mufana yatayv, I'll need help. The spirit is held back. Because neshamas ani asisi, because of the number of neshamas that I made, they have to be used up. Frektatayis yisharim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that if Klal Yisrael kept two Shabbases, they would go out of Golos right away. But the neshamas aren't used up. How could it be? If you're telling me now that till the neshamas are used up, Mashiach can't come, so how could the Gemara say Masech the Shabbos in the Molo Sham Rushtei Shabbos is Miad Nigolim? The Neshamas aren't used up. And for the Taisis Yishanim, that as soon as Klal Yisrael keeps two Shabbos, women would give birth to six at a time. There would be a hurried getting rid of all the Neshamas. It would happen once, as soon as pregnant women, six at a time. That's what it says. Shisha Bekarasech. The Mashal says that's not Miad. Where's the Miyad Nigalim? Takes time. Dr. Mashaw and Nida, Dr. Gimel and Beis. I just saw it this morning, so please don't give me any credit. Dr. Mashaw, that chat is, there are certain neshamas that rank as many neshamas. Shaku Moshe Keneget Shishim Ribay. Moshe, his neshama, is 600,000 neshamas. The Rabbeinu Shlomo will send down to clear it out. He'll have these person, people, that will be whatever amount of neshamas is still necessary for the clear out, and the Rabbi Shimon will clear them out, and the Mekayim. Rashi. Dr. Rashi Shimon Ravasi claimed that time is the period of Arabia. It's a big Kiddush. Rav Huna is saying, what is the reason Hashem wants us to have children? I would have said, because he wants the world populated. Dr. Rav Huna, there's more. Mishum de Ravasi. V'ay kibun de nut v'ayadam in neshamas shabayit ha'itzer. He removed neshamas from that ha'itzer. Sheshmai guf. The name of that Eitzer is Guf. Hari Kaya, Mrs. Peri Verimya. Rabbi Yechon Amaloi Kaya Peri Verimya. L'shevas Yitzhar Abinan. You need the person to populate the world. Unfortunately, Rachman al-Litzlan, his children died, v'haleka. It's not populated. Yes, you had a question, Rachman
Yishev? The Neshama, once it's used from Guf, it doesn't go back to Guf.
I guess so.
What's interesting is that, when I was learning this today,
yes,
it's the first time that I can remember, and I'm still in condition, but
Beis. And the Pax is left.
Rabbi Mark Goresman?
Somebody's asking a question.
So, not altruistic, what's the word? It's so homiletic.
You mean heebie-jeebie, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, what's the question on the phone?
I remember somewhere along the Shurim you mentioned that nowadays all the neshamas are recycled.
No, I come to teach their shul. This is above my pay grade. This is not a shir in Kabbalah. I can't answer those things.
That's apron.
Why are you picking him today? Not Greenwald. Why not Greenwald? Yeah, I mean, what do you want to say? Right. Meitzvah. B'nei banim arikim banim. Grandchildren are like children. Dr. Rashi, k'sal k'daitach, we now think. Shemeis ha-zachar ha-nekeva, the boy or girl, Rachman al-Litzvah, died. And that deceased child left over a son who can either combine with his father's sister or mother's brother, depending on who dies. We think the Bryce is telling us that the grandpa is fine. But time is hardly the maid's maid. Only reason for that is because there was a child left from his deceased child. Halavachi, the inference is, if the child died prior to having children, like Hayim, the Shevas Binan, which we need population, the Kashal Ravuna. The Brisa says, if a child dies and leaves over a grandchild, that grandchild makes it that the grandpa is still Mekayim the Mitzvah. And we'll get into particulars in a minute. But it seems to say there's got to be a grandchild. If there's no grandchild, he doesn't get the mitzvah. Rav Huna says he gets the mitzvah from just bringing the shamas out of the guf. And for the Gemara Kitanya Hila Hashlam. That's a very big Kiddush when saying. No, that Brisa just means that if grandpa had a son, and that son had a daughter, grandpa's pater, because grandpa had a boy and a girl granddaughter. And that's Ben Ubat. That's how Rav Huna learns that Brisa. That even though grandpa only had one child, he didn't do the mitzvah per Rav Huna, but when that one child has a daughter, daughter is like his own daughter, and therefore he had a son and a daughter. The son wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah till he had his own son. But the grandpa has a son and a daughter, a son and a granddaughter, good enough. That's what Rav Huna is learning. Rashi. Ki tanya hi lahashlam. We don't pass him this way. Ki tanya hi lahashlam. The old man, grandpa, only had one son. Venasa ben Isha, and he married Goyle Bat. Pater Hazakin Shari Hishlam Zeshchavatsoid. His son completed his obligation. Avi Havalim Yikar Zachar Nekeva, but if he would have had a boy and a girl, Vafilu Meitsu, Beloy Banam Kaim Peri. That's how Rav Huna would learn. If he has his own two children, whether they survive or not, he's Mekayim. The Chiddush of this Brisa, B'nei Bonim, Arin Kabonim, is that a grandchild can be Mekayim, the grandfather's mitzvah. Zokta Gemara Meitzvah.
What does survive mean?
What does survive mean? Till they have children.
Is it a nafil?
Meaning if he had a nafil, I don't know if that would count to begin with. He never was alive.
This?
It's an interesting question. Is a nafil take out the neshama from a glove? I don't know. Ramesh has a tshuva, where he writes to a child, a boy, or a girl, I don't know who it was, who lost a nafil, a sibling, a nafil, and was very down. And Ramesh writes in the tshuva that when Mashiach comes, you will get to meet your little brother. He'll be there, his neshama, don't worry, he'll be there. That's what Ramesh writes. Which leads me to believe, according to that, that L'chaira, according to Rav Huna, that should be enough to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, but I don't know if I would build that on that tshuva. I don't know. I'm just saying, there is a tshuva from Ramesh to that effect.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Whether we're looking at Rav Huna's view or Rabbi Yochanan's view regarding whether or not the grandchildren had satisfied. If we've decided that, depending on the circumstances, grandchildren have not satisfied the mitzvah, what is the elderly widower supposed to do to fulfill the mitzvah at this point? Is he supposed to be set up with a shidduch, with a younger woman who is of childbearing age, in order to try to fulfill the mitzvah again?
According to Rabbi Yochanan, that would be his obligation, if possible, if they find a woman that's willing to marry him and he can support her. Obviously, it would be dependent on those kind of things. Meaning you can't force a woman to marry you. The old man would have to look for a childbearing, if he could find a childbearing woman. I mean, his man Azeh would be different because if he's married to his wife, he just doesn't discard her. Even though we'll talk about that next week, about if a person's married and doesn't have children, what's his obligation? We will talk about that next week, Rosh Hashanah.
That's why I said widow.
Halacha l'maaseh, don't discard wives anymore. And therefore, talking now that the old man is single and he could still have children theoretically, and therefore if he finds a woman that's willing to marry him, he has a mitzvah to marry her. That's what it says.
He has to look. Okay.
Again,
okay.
Based on circumstance. If he's married, he doesn't throw his wife out so he can find another woman. No.
No.
Again,
I,
the way
I,
we
no,
pass.
I just...
Talk about this next week, but that's the way we pass.
I understand. He's a wealthy guy in Menorah Park, and he's older. He can afford it. He just doesn't have the energy or the will to do this. I'm just wondering if he still is supposed to be actively looking. That's all.
Chances are he won't find anybody to marry him, but you never know.
Depends how much money.
Right, depends how much money. Ask Aristotle or not, and that's right.
Why have more people in the world?
What?
The sheet of Rahuna, it doesn't support the Mechuskinah theory that we said that the Kiyum is just that.
The Kiyum? Is that by Kiyum too?
No, just, he's saying here that the B'nai Banim, Ari and Kibanim, and the daughter, by having his son having.
We don't pass like Rahuna, but Kohen Kavuna, yes.
So
what do you want to say?
It would not be ugly to have this girl, this granddaughter. So and he's Mekayim. Anyway,
no.
It's important that way.
Again.
It's not his act. It's just
yeah, but he has a mitzvah to try to have children. He can stop after he has a granddaughter. That's what it's saying. I don't know, but I think it supports the other way. Anyway. Right.
He said if he's
asking a question?
If he's actively looking, then he's doing what he has to do. Does that mean that a person...
That was the machlokes we had yesterday between the Mechus Chanach and the other Shitas. What is the mitzvah pruvu? According to the Mechus Chanach, the mitzvah pruvu is have children. And anybody that doesn't have children did not fulfill the mitzvah. According to the other Shitas, he has to actively try to have children. Anybody who doesn't actively try is not fulfilling the mitzvah.
In other words, he has to look
I have to be very careful, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, chas v'shalom, to anybody. According to the Mechus Chanach, again, I'm just quoting the Mechus Chanach. I don't paskin upstairs. The Mechus Chanach says, a guy can be married to his wife, and Rachmana Litzlan, Hashem did not bless them with children. And they lived together for 40 years, 50 years, 70 years. And they both pass on. That person died without being Mekayim the mitzvah approval. He didn't have children. According to the way the argue with the Mechus Chanach, is as soon as he got married and attempted to have children, he was Mekayim approval. Mekayim.
Yeah, but that's not
next week we'll discuss what happens when he gets to the point that he sees it ain't going to work. What is his obligation now? That we'll discuss next week. We're not getting into it today. We will get there.
My objective was to find out if a person has to look actively. In other words, he doesn't find someone who's befitting for a good shidduch. Does that potter him?
Yeah, according to the Mechus Chanach, no. And according to the others, he has to look for somebody that works. You know, you got to find somebody. If there's nobody in the whole world that fits, if that's the case, he would be punter. Mechaira, if that's theoretical, because everybody can find somebody that fits.
Theoretically,
he might not
in other
like
words, you have,
so
have, have to have a happy marriage, or whatever marriage means, to have to do...
What? Well, I'm sorry, what?
He has to meet the criteria of what a marriage is, a good marriage or whatever, a satisfying marriage or not, before he's chayav to do pruvu. Is that what it seems
Again, I think we're nitpicking this. He's mechuyev to be mishtadl to have children, okay? Whatever that means. It's his job to make it work.
Does a bad marriage count? He knows he's going into a bad marriage. Would that be a reason not to get married?
I can't paskin that child. He's mechuyev to make it that he should be able to have children. I don't know why we're assuming that the marriage will be bad. Why can't he make it good?
Because some people spend a whole lifetime looking for a shidduch and they don't find it.
Doesn't mean that they're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not judging anybody. You know, the perfect person doesn't exist. Right? We all know that. At least I know that, that the perfect person, I don't, not perfect. Right? Everybody has mildness and constrainedness. You learn to compromise.
In other words,
you learn to live with things.
That's not an
excuse. You make things work.
That's not an excuse not to be Mekayem Purvul.
Again, to find the perfect person is not an excuse. Correct. That doesn't mean he has to marry a witch.
That might be all that's available. That you know, there was a time.
Again, that's so theoretical. That, you know, I mean, it's not practical. Baruch Hashem, there are girls out there that are not witches.
Okay. All right.
Going to one opinion, we don't paskin that way. And again, all that means is depending on the machlokes, according to one madiyamar, as long as he tried, he did the mitzvah. And according to the other madiyamar, he didn't do the mitzvah. According to Mechus Chinuch, he didn't do the mitzvah.
I hear.
Same brisa. Meisechem mehem, but if one of them dies, Ashenim tzaris, if one of them died without children, or Rachmana Litzlan, the person has a child that cannot procreate, like Chaim B'Rivia. That is bright to clearly states not like Rav Huna. Here's a guy that has a child that died before he had children, or he had a child that physically is impossible for him to procreate. He wasn't Yaitza B'Rivia. Chufta Rav Huna, Chufta. That slugs up Rav Huna. Zakti Gemaravait. So now we're left with Rabbi Yechonin's opinion. A person is not Mekayem Purvul unless he has two children who have their own children. Who have their own children. Right? That's what he has to have. He has two children who either have their own children or are trying to have their own children and they're still alive, and therefore he was Yaitz in the midst of Purvul. What happens if they die and they had children? How does it work? If the son dies and leaves over a daughter, is that good enough? If the daughter dies and leaves over a son, meaning who has to be left at the end of the day? How does B'nai Bonim Arim Kibonim work? Exactly.
Okay.
That's the next piece of Gemara. Zok the Gemara B'nai Bonim Arim Kibonim. Sav Rabbi Lemeimar, Abaye thought to say, Bra Libra, a son for a son, Ubrata Labrata. Meaning, Reuven, Yaakov has two children, Reuven and Dinah. If Reuven dies but left over his son, that's great. That's like Reuven. And if Dinah dies and left over a daughter, that's great. That means he had a son and a daughter, even though his son died but left over a son, even though his daughter died but she left over a daughter. Avo, right? The coach came Bra Labrata. And for sure, if Dinah had a son, that would be good enough. Abu Brata Labrata Loi. Abaye thought that, and again, this is a difficult svara. Abaye said like this. Yaakov had two children, a son and a daughter. He did the mitzvah. One of his children died, but left over a child. So if the son left over a son, or the daughter left over a daughter, that works. Or even if the daughter left over a son, since that son came from a daughter, that also works. But if the son dies and leaves over a daughter, that doesn't work. There's got to be a male around. That's what Abaye seems to be saying. Now, Taisus is bothered with this, the Monoshech, but that's what Abaye seems to say. There's got to be a male around. And even if the female leaves a male, that's good enough. But if the male leaves a female, that's not good enough. Amalei Rava, so Rava said, L'shevet yitzara b'ayah v'ikam. Rava says, no. It says, L'shevet yitzara, as long as the world is being populated, as long as there's a grandchild, even if the son leaves a daughter, he left over its grandchild, that's good enough. And the grandfather is Yaitz approval.
What does Shevet have to do with approval?
It means the purpose of approval is to populate the world. It's a way of saying that.
So Shevet is a subcategory of...
It's saying the purpose of Puruvu was to have a populated world. If his son died and left over a daughter, he populated the world.
It's not too separate.
Again, Shabbos is a side mitzvah, but that's not what we're interested in here now. We're using that to define Puruvu. Now, the Gra is very bothered by this Gersa. Why would we think a daughter's son is better than a son's daughter? So therefore, he's Gairus, that Abaya said it has to be a son to a son and a daughter to a daughter. And that's it. But not opposite genders either way. That's how the Gra is Gairus. A son's daughter or a daughter's son is not good enough. Not the way we have the Gersa. The Gra has a different Gersa. Rashi. Let me just say Rashi. There is no Rashi. Yes.
It seems to indicate from here that a person to be Mekayim Puravu has to have grandchildren, right?
Again.
Either male or female, but they have to have grandchildren, right? So does that mean that a man who has just a daughter has to have children for him, for the father or grandfather in this case, to be Mekayim Puruvu? Is that correct so far?
According to the way we paskin, if a guy just has a daughter, no matter how many children his daughter has, he's not Mekayim Puruvu.
And if he has a son and a daughter, and each of one has one child... Then he's Mekayim?
Then he's Mekayim Puruvu.
It almost indicates...
They might not be Mekayim. The son might not be Mekayim Puruvu, but he was Mekayim Puruvu.
So in other words, it almost indicates that there's a chiyuv for women to get married, for their father to be Mekayim Puruvu.
No.
If a person only has
because
daughters...
If the father dies before they have children, he was Mekayim Puruvu. It's only if they die during his lifetime that there's a problem. As long as they're alive while he's alive, he did his obligation.
As long as his children are alive?
Yes.
So, one more time, I'm sorry. So if a man only has daughters, can he be Mekayim Puruvu?
You're setting up two separate cases. You're mixing them up. You asked me if a guy has a son and a daughter.
I'm changing the story now. If he only has daughters.
He wants a Mekayim to be approval.
Can he be Mekayim for his daughters?
He was not Mekayim to Mitzvah Puruvu.
If she has sons.
Make difference.
And even if they have sons, he's still not Mekayim.
The Mekayim Puruvu. Puruvu needs him to have a son or a daughter. Son and a daughter.
Okay.
Again, going back to that we talked about yesterday, I want to stress this again. This is the problem with the Minchas Chinuch. Again, I don't pick sides. The Minchas Chinuch was a million times bigger than me. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, you don't have control over whether you're Mekayim the Mitzvah or not. Because if you don't have a son and a daughter, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, no matter how many children you have. Whereas the other way is you are Mekayim the Mitzvah as soon as you're trying. The result is not up to you. The result is just a way to be absolved from the Mitzvah. It's a big difference here. If you don't learn like the Minchas Chinuch, a person who gets married and tries to have a son and a daughter, whether he has one or doesn't have one, whether he has any children or doesn't have any children, whether he has 16 daughters and no sons or 16 sons and no daughters, he was Mekayim Puruvu for trying.
Because he's absolved. That's the thing.
Not absolved. He's trying all his life. He's trying. That's the mitzvah. Try. If he has a son and a daughter, he can stop trying. That's what those achrayim learn. The mitzvah is to try. You try, you're Mekayim the mitzvah. The result is not the mitzvah. If a person has a son and a daughter, he can stop trying. If you don't learn like the Minchas Chinuch, that's the way to understand the mitzvah. So everybody who gets married and tries to have children is Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu. The result is not up to him. He doesn't control the results. The Rebbein Shalom does. He tried. As long as he tried, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu. That's according to everybody. If you don't learn like the Minchas Chinuch, and therefore whether he has a daughter or a son or 18 daughters and no sons or 18 sons and no daughters, he tried. He's Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu. or if he had no children. He tried. He's mekayem the mitzvah b'ruvu. The rabbanim did not command him to have children. The rabbanim commanded him to try to have children. He did. What do you want from the guy?
Okay.
That's everybody else's way. Mechitzchidach is mechadish that the mitzvah is to have children. I said that's the difficult part of the mechitzchidach, because he's making a mitzvah something you don't control.
Rabbi, what
so
if
we're
what
not mechitzchidach, there's no problem. You try to have children, you're mekayem the mitzvah. A person has a son and a daughter, he can stop trying. Rachmana Litzlan, his daughter dies, he has to start trying again. If she left over a son or a daughter, he doesn't have to start trying again, because his child had a child. Now, let's say the man lived to 120 and his daughter didn't have children yet. He was mekayem the mitzvah. What's he supposed to do? Live until his daughter has children? She might have children in 2 years from now. How does he know? He can only try. He's absolved from trying. If his daughter died, Rachmana Litzlan, he has to try again. As Harvey pointed out, if he lives in Menorah Park, he's got a problem, but he has to try again.
Which, Rabbi, if the issue is his wife medically, why then wouldn't he be obligated to divorce her and remarry?
This is next week's Gemara. That's why I said, next week we will get involved in a man that's married and his wife is not producing children.
What should he do?
I'm not trying to avoid this. This is a Mishnah on Daf Samach Daled Amud Aleph coming up. In Beretz Hashem.
And Rabbi, if you follow the Minchas Chum and this all is outcome determinative, you've only fulfilled the mitzvah if, in fact, when you die, you have grandchildren on this earth. Then who's to say that
children.
But who's to say if it's outcome determinative that you have to reproduce and be creating souls, so to speak? I know that's not accurate, but who's to say that if your lineage eventually dies out after your death, that your line dies out, your hereditary line, that after the fact, after your death, you in fact haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, because the whole point
because that's
of
not,
this...
The Torah did not ask a person to guarantee more than having his own children. That's all the Torah asked for. I mean, I hate to do this, to pull an Abi on you, but all these people in the Holocaust, Shem Yerachim, that their whole lineage was wiped out, and there were so many Jews that their whole lineage was wiped out in the Holocaust. Are we going to say that their ancestors 500 years before weren't Mekayem Puruvu?
Right.
I know it's not a fair argument. It's an emotional argument.
No, but it's not their obligation.
Sorry?
No. I don't think it's emotional at all. It's fact. There's nothing emotional about it.
So I don't think that's a person's obligation. It's only during his lifetime that he has to worry about things. Once he did what he did during his lifetime, after his lifetime, nothing is retroactive. That's how I understand it.
Okay.
Nothing in my mind. The kulam amias trei mechad lai. Everybody seems to agree that if he had two children, one had children and the other one died without children, even if the surviving one had two children, he's not Yaita. He has to have a child from each of his children while he's alive. We have a problem with a story. Because the Gemara said, Rabbanan told Rav Sheshes, Nesivitza. Rav Sheshes was a widower. And they said to him, Rebbe, why don't you get married? For Eilid B'ni, have children. He only had a daughter. He didn't have any sons. So they went to him and said, Rebbe, don't you have a mitzvah? Now, don't ask me why they approached him, but that's what happened. Amar lahu, b'nei brati b'rininu. My daughter has sons. That's good enough. That's children from one child. We just said you need two children. And for the Gemara, hasam t'chuyah kamat chaluhu. He pushed them off. This is going to be a Gemara later on. It's a fact. I mean, it's a, I don't know what word, what adjective to use, because we're talking about Amaroyim, but it says Rav Huna gave shir, and when he gave shir, nobody walked out in the middle of his shir. You just didn't leave in the middle of Rav Huna's shir. And he gave a very long shir. And there were many people that had to go to the bathroom and didn't go to the bathroom. They had to urinate, and they couldn't urinate because they weren't going to leave shir. They couldn't leave shir. And many of them, as we see, lost the ability to procreate, which can happen from a person, according to the Gemara, if he doesn't, if he holds himself back from urinating. Rav Sheshis was one of those. And therefore, he no longer was able to have children. And he knew that. So he didn't want to tell his Talmidim, listen, I can't procreate anymore. So he said, my grandchildren count. It was a push-off. It was not the real answer. Dr. Ashi, Kul Alma, Bein Labaya, Bein Larava, Trey Mechad, Vashen Yimeshav Leibonim, Loi Kayim Atokim Peri Verivya. He Akram Yipurikud Ravuna, Shay Marach Medrasha, Ravuna said long drushes, Utrichim Lameh Lagrayim, and they had to urinate, Umamid and Atzmam, and they controlled themselves, the restraints, Benekarim, and they became sterile. To the east of him, Sechtes Bechairis, like the Gemara says in Bechairis, that one who holds himself back from urinating for a very long time, it can cause his inability to have children. Again, whether doctors today agree or not, that's the way it was in the time of the Gemara. What?
He did his own diagnosis.
I guess he saw that he lost the ability to have children. A person can know that.
Yeah, with his own wife,
he probably knew that from the lack of. He doesn't say how he knew, but he knew. It could be that he no longer has kisha. Whatever can happen to a person, they can know they no longer can procreate.
What was the alumnus in the
row? I can't answer that question. That's why I said I don't know which adjective to use, but the Gemara is going to have a list of Amaroyim that lost their ability to have children in the Shir of Rav Huna.
The Rav Huna, what was his alumnus?
I said I don't know. I don't know if he knew that this was happening. I don't know. So now you can write your own story. I don't know.
Not to drink before
beer. I don't know. Raji calls him Marach Bedrashav. I don't know. I don't know what Marach means. I don't know. 50 minutes Marach? I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know.
I thought it was called a 5-minute sermon.
You're always counting him to come out from left field somewhere.
You don't have
I don't have the safe, no. They got a free copy, so I don't want to do it.
Aaron
Devin
Abram.
You can't get the comments for 30 days. It's not available.
Not to my advice. I'm going to lay Rabbi Barmari. Menoha Milsa, how do we know this concept? The Dama Rabbana B'nei Banam Hari Kibbanam. That grandchildren count. Where do we get that from? Eli, remember the same, is it from Lavan? Who said, Abonai is Benoitzai, your daughters are my daughters. Abon and Banai. The girls are mine and the boys are mine. It's not true, they were his grandchildren. And he calls them Banai. So maybe that's where we learn out that grandchildren are considered like children. But Elamat's about Sain Saini. He says, your sheep are my sheep. What does he mean by that? Hakinami? What? It's his sheep? El Dekunis Minoi. He meant you got it from me. It doesn't mean that I own the sheep. He doesn't own the sheep. Yaakov owned the sheep. But there it is, the sheep you have, you got from me. So the same thing here. Chanami de Kanas Minoi. The sons and daughters that you have, you got through me. That's all me. Doesn't mean they're my children.
Why is the
word used to frame of Menashe? Interesting question you have. I don't know the answer. Va'acha bochetzrein el bas mocher avi Gilad. Chetzrein married the daughter of Mocher, who's the father of Gilad. Mocher is from Menashe. Chetzroi is from Yehuda. So it was an intershevet marriage. Chetzroi marries Mocher's daughter. Batelud lo yezguv. So Zguv is from Menashe. His paternal is Menashe. Uchsiv, mini Mocher yardu mechaikikim. From Mocher came mechaikikim. Mechaikikim is a term used from Yehuda. I think it means judges.
Lawgivers.
Uchsiv Yehuda mechaikikim. So, how in the world is Mocher's children considered part of Yehuda? Teretzes, because they're grandchildren, and grandchildren count as children. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, we know son, that's the answer to your question. We know son is considered like a son. That we know from Ephraim and Menashe. How do we know a daughter's son? He wasn't from Yehuda's grand paternal children. How can he be from Menashe and Yehuda? So we see that grandchildren, even through a daughter, are considered like children. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. Emet Hashem, Monday morning, Sunday morning, 6:30. New time. Monday morning, also 6 o'clock, new time.